311.
A pleasant good afternoon once again, and welcome to another edition of the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9. I am your host this afternoon, Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, and with me this afternoon I have Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Mr. Andrew Taylor, who applicably held on the fort last week. Good afternoon, Mr. Taylor.
Good afternoon to you too, Mr.
Yes, man. He did a good job last week, and I'm sure you guys enjoyed the program. I certainly did. And we're here once again with more information, more news and stuff as it relates to the Barbados Fire Service.
Yes.
This afternoon, we're actually going to cover the topic of fire reports and letters. And Mr. Taylor will dive into those a little later. But before we move on, we just want to, because we know in the advent of COVID in the last two years,
correct.
You would have had a lot of persons, businesses not operating. Therefore, they might not have had fire inspections. We did talk on the topic of fire inspections a few programs ago, if you could recall, a few weeks ago. But, you know, just a few little minor reminders that we'll start with, because, as I said, you know, there are more, we realize that more businesses have reached out to us in terms of wanting or seeking information as to what they should have and how they should go about, some clarity in terms of how they should go about getting there for inspection or plan for inspection. And we tend to get telephone calls related to that. So I just want a few little tips and some of the things that we look for that you would want to have in place before we come to conduct an inspection, before we move into our main topic today, which I said it would be fire reports and letters. So things like, you know, for example, one of the things that a lot of people are not aware of, a fire inspection is an annual occurrence. You should have a fire inspection annually. And once you have a registered business, you have a business, you run the business, you're required by the, under the law, the Safety and Health at Work Act, which governs that you're supposed to have an annual fire inspection. And I think we did speak to, in the program, the inspection program previous, where we said the fire inspection is not what your service provider gives you in terms of
checking your signatures and your fire alarm system
correct.
And stuff like that.
Correct. That is not a fire inspection. But Taylor did mention fire alarm system. Those are some of the things, if you, certain businesses, if you can afford it, and if you have in a, what we call an integrated fire alarm system, that is one of the things that we look for and we check. We would like, if you have a record, to know when last it was checked, to know that it is working and properly functioning, because that's very important. Things like working smoke alarms. If you don't have an integrated alarm system, you would be definitely required to have what we call standalone smoke alarms. But these are the smoke alarms that we have in the home that we stick up in the roof of the house mainly. You'll be required to have those, and I noticed I said a working smoke alarm, because smoke alarm is the battery in with the plastic on the battery is not a working smoke alarm. A smoke alarm in with the battery taken out is not a working smoke alarm. So a working smoke alarm, which is one that the battery is properly in, a functioning.
And even a smoke alarm that is just giving you the occasional beep.
Correct.
So if you're hearing a beep every 3 to 4 minutes or 2 to 3 minutes,
correct,
that is also
not a working smoke alarm. And that therefore means anytime you're hearing that beep, it just means that your battery needs changing. You change your battery with the smoke alarm. The smoke alarms carry, as far as I know, all of them that I've seen so far in my lifetime, carry the 9-volt battery. Or some people will say the little rectangle battery.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
For those who don't know the different voltage sizes or whatever have you, the little rectangular looking battery, that is your 9-volt battery. Things like having fire extinguishers, those are some of the things we look for. And serviced fire extinguishers. Fire extinguishers are to be serviced at least once a year.
Correct.
There are some establishments who actually do it twice a year.
Correct, because of the risk.
Right, and that would depend on you as the owner of the business and so forth. But fire extinguishers. And all of the service providers up there, I guess every one of you know the different places who sell and retail extinguishers or smoke alarms for fire protection and firefighting equipment. Those are the persons you would reach out to have your alarms, to have your extinguisher service.
Correct.
And that's an annual occurrence, as I said. Just stepping back a bit to the smoke alarms, it is required, well, at least once a month, there's a test button on them. You just test them once a month. You press that test button, have a broomstick or something readily available that you can test that test button once a month to make sure that, you know, everything is in good working order. And that you actually have the battery thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of the things also, exit signs, though, there's also some of the things that we look for. So this is just a general reminder, because we did speak to for inspections a couple of weeks ago, as we said at the beginning, but these are just some gentle reminders, having exit signs and so on. And an exit is a door that leads to the outside.
Correct.
Not an exit sign or a door that leads to another room. Then to
our hallway.
Our hallway, exactly. And the last point, the last little tip before we move on to our main topic today of discussion, the Barbados Fire Service website. This is something you hear me say quite a bit on this program, because this is something that you need to get accustomed to. Because not only for fire inspections, but any business that you're doing with the Barbados Fire Academy, in terms of training, et cetera, you need to go through the Barbados Fire Service website, which is fireservice.gov.bb, fireservice.gov.bb. So that is the website you should get familiar with if you are planning to do any sort of business with the fire service, whether it be inspections, whether it be training with the Barbados Fire Academy.
Are you applying for your burn permits?
Burn permits, application forms to application join the Barbados Fire Service. All of those things are done
on the
by website. The Barbados Fire Service website. So get accustomed. And also there's the Barbados Fire Service Instagram page, active yes. Instagram page. I think we have 1,400
followers.
They're both. I'm not understanding the last signals, but I'm being signed as to how much we have, but I don't recall exactly. But I know we have about 4,800 for sure.
Correct.
Plus. So just we encourage you to go onto the Instagram page and follow that. Yes, and Facebook, I was reminded, yes. So there's Instagram and there's Facebook. Yes, we are here. So we encourage you to go on and follow Barbados. Sorry, on Instagram it's at Barbados Fire Service. And Facebook is Barbados Fire Service. Correct. So now we're going to go into the main topic, Mr. Taylor, because those were just some little reminders and the tips. And then we move into our topic of discussion today. We're talking about fire reports and letters.
Yes.
Taylor, fire reports and letters. What's a fire report and letter like? I'm sure a person will ask, what are you talking about? What letters?
So actually, the main issue is that after someone has a fire, whether it be a residential fire or a car fire, anything to that fact, people will normally come and ask us for a fire report, okay? The issue there is because some other entities may offer them a report, okay? So some people may actually come here and say, but I just came from the police and they gave me a report. Right. But the thing is, with the fire service, normally our reports carry a cost. Okay. And most of the time, the only people who actually request an official report from the fire service would be either insurance companies, okay, or loss adjusters who actually work for insurance companies, okay, and the police. Mm-hmm. Okay. So sometimes when you actually get into conversation with the fire victims and you find out what it is that they really want, they actually just need letters sent to different organizations to try to help them get themselves back on their feet, or back to some sense of normalcy, as I've been saying recently.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're trying to educate people now that if you know someone who had a fire, okay, and they need information sent out to different agencies, the person needs to get a fire letter, or a letter coming from the fire service, which is basically going to state that the fire occurred, okay? And it's going to have an official stamp from us, signed off by one of our officers, and sent out to the different agencies on your behalf. And before, or I should say in the past, these letters would be given to people by hand. So we would actually type up the letter, print it, put it in a nice little envelope for you, and hand it to you, and you take it to different agencies. That is no longer the practice at the Barbados Fire Service. We have email addresses for all of these agencies. And what we now do is just send emails to all of these different agencies on your behalf. So what would take, let's say, 2 weeks before, can actually now just take a few minutes.
Correct.
Or a few seconds for us to send the email to the agency. All right? So, as I say, it really helps us now in speeding up the process of helping you to get yourself back on your feet.
which is good.
So go ahead.
Yeah, no, which is good because I mean the advancement in technology, everything is paperless, and we've been hearing exactly. that word quite a lot exactly. in these sectors. And you know, the days of lots of paper, a lot of long lines, a lot of waiting, and we don't even post to our relatives overseas anymore. I know my mom used to write letters.
Correct.
And months later, you get a response or whatever the case may be. We've come to a stage now where things are just an email, a WhatsApp message, or something like that. And I know that from our perspective, when we do these things, it's just a matter of sending off that email. As you say, a quick 2 or 3 minutes max, and you're gone. You know? So
true. So some of the agencies that people would actually be coming to us to have us send off information to, you have, say, the electoral. So persons who have lost their ID. Okay, so if that doesn't go to electoral, also welfare department. You have banks, credit unions, who may have loans going, okay, or they may lose their bank card or anything like that in the fire.
So basically your important documents, if you've lost your important documents.
All important documents. And speaking of important documents, next one will be immigration. Right. So if you lost your passport, and also if that passport had a visa in it,
correct.
We can also send off a letter to the U.S. Embassy here. Okay, so when you go to reapply, they know, okay, well, yes, not only did you lose your passport, but you also had that passport also had
a visa
in it. Okay, and we also know the importance of these things.
Correct.
Okay, because a lost passport is a pretty serious matter.
You're grounded. So how soon after Fred can I get these letters sent to also?
Well, the letters, once you come in to us right after your fire, we can start to process the letters for you. Okay, so it does not take a long time to process the letter and send out, because I said it is by email.
Right.
What will take time is the report.
Okay,
the report will definitely take some time, because even though the officers may go to the fire, okay, and they put the information into our database and generate the report, then that report still has to be signed off by the responding officers and then another senior officer. So the report in itself
can take
the report in itself can take, and it also depends on, because you know how we work. In terms of shift system, correct. So sometimes if you have someone who just went off, then you have to wait until they maybe come back, back to work then to sign off that report for you. But as you said earlier, we are moving to become a more modernized fire service.
Correct.
So officers now have electronic signatures. So we're trying to eliminate now that wait time for you to have that report available to you.
Correct. You won't have to be able to get confirmed.
Exactly. Because you can imagine now if I was waiting on you to give me a report and then I heard that you go on vacation.
Correct.
So, and you go on vacation for 3 or 4 weeks.
Exactly.
So imagine having to wait a month until you come back.
And imagine how frustrated the customer will feel or will be having to deal with that.
Yes. So in terms of report, yes, reports may take a little longer, but for sure, the letters, once you come in, you have a chat with us, tell us everything or every agency you need us to reach out to on your behalf. And then we can just compile all that information and start to send out all those emails on your behalf.
So quite a tedious process there.
Yeah, because you can imagine if someone has about 9 or 10 different places that they need information sent to. And so, you know, yes, it takes time, but at the end of the day, we are doing it knowing that we are helping these fire victims
get back on their feet. That's very important.
Okay, because, you know, so many of them come in and say that the service here actually puts them at ease, even though they've just had a great loss.
Correct.
Right? Even from when they come through the door, how they're greeted, how they're treated. Right, and how we actually interact with them actually starts to make them feel better. Okay, and sometimes we just sit and listen. Sometimes someone may pass and hear them venting about something, and may say, okay, well, hey, the person sounds a bit aggressive or whatever, but we just sit Let them vent, let them get all that emotion out. And at the end of the day, they're going to leave there satisfied that, hey, this officer told me he is going to do this, or they, or she is going to do this for me. And they have the assurance that we are going to stick by our word.
I know that's something that, you know, we have, and where we were at the, you know, post office, we try to pride ourselves on that customer service and making sure that when that person leaves, goes up through that door, that they're happy and they're satisfied with the service that they would have received. Suppose you had it, for example, because sometimes you can understand why people would be a bit frustrated, because we, as we say in Barbados, you get to run around in a lot of different places, especially in a lot of, unfortunately, in some of our departments, you know, in government departments, we find sometimes people say, I get to run around from this body or the next body. So if you have situations, for example, like I have requested letters to be sent, but the organization says that they have not received anything, what do we do?
Well, you reach back out to us. Okay, you reach back out to us, and what we can do is that we can actually resend those letters, okay, or we can try to reach out to someone within that organization to find out, you know, if something's gone wrong somewhere, or if it really comes down to it being a desperate situation, we may, in that case, actually give you the physical letter to take to the organization. But we try to stay away from that as much as possible. But if it comes down to it, we will go back to the old school
yes, route. Because sometimes, sometimes, you know, we are in the technology era, but sometimes we have to humble ourselves back to the old ways. The washing machine, right now, you're going to use your hands again. You know, that kind of, yeah. So I understand.
So definitely there are some situations that may arise where you have to sign off, or sorry, give you the letter that you can actually take in to the organization itself. And even so going back to some of the agencies, I would mention immigration.
Yeah.
But we also have people who may not be citizens of Barbados. That means we have to send letters to their consulates here, okay, to start to get the process started for them, so they can actually get back their citizenship papers or their passports from their home countries. And even in terms of if you bought stuff prior purchase, so reaching out to the commercial stores to let them know, hey, you had a fire, that bed, that that chest of drawers, that television has been destroyed. Okay, so then that person now has to go in and have that discussion with the credit department or the marketing department, whoever may be responsible for that, in terms of how you may now have to rework this agreement, or I don't know if they actually say write off me debt. I can't speak on their behalf, but you know, they would make their own arrangements.
Maybe that would be an interesting discussion. Maybe you could see if you get one of those persons from one of those establishments to come in and have a discussion. If that is the case,
I don't think after hearing this and what I just said, they may want to put on the spot. But I mean, we still can reach out. After hearing about breaking off that, exactly. So there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes.
Definitely.
You know, people see the trucks going to the emergency. Okay, people see the firefighters in action, and people see the aftermath. So the burnt buildings, completely destroyed or extensively damaged, whatever the damage may be. And people may see the affected persons on the outside. But people don't know that then there's an entire process that has to happen after that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because even some fire victims, unfortunately, they may go to a station. Okay, they may go to a station, then they get the station and they hear, okay, well, hey, no, you can't.
He's not here.
He's not here. You have to go. Right. So even in terms of that information getting out there. So even if you have a fire, unfortunately, if you have a fire, I know it doesn't happen to anyone, but if you do have a fire, you are required to come to our headquarters, Barbados Fire Service headquarters, that is on the fifth floor of the General Post Office in Cheapside, just opposite, or if you want to say adjacent to the Cheapside Market, Okay, however you look at it, but yes.
For those who know the law of grievance stand.
Correct. Just before you get to the law of grievance stand, correct. Our bus stand. But yes, so you're coming to Barbados Press Service Headquarters, fifth floor of the General Post Office, and that is where you will find our administrative wing, and we will take care of you here in terms of getting your documents out to the various agencies. Okay?
Yeah, it's quite interesting though, because you know, I think the public would be, you know, some persons out there might be going like, "Whoa, I didn't know all of this."
Exactly.
I do say there's so much that happened behind the scenes. The fire prevention unit is also housed at that facility, post office, fifth floor. There's the research and planning, who does a lot of work that a lot of people not even aware of behind the scenes as
correct.
Well. Only pertaining to the letters and the reports and so forth,
but even stats.
Statistics, correct. Because you were my stats man one
time.
Yeah, I mean, he still has that capacity to bring stats, but I mean, like, you know, that was when you were in that division.
Correct.
Stats was one of the things that you did a lot of, and you know, it pertains not only to just stats of house fires or whatever, but all across the board, even in terms of research and all of those things that, in terms of the department moving forward and some of the things that we may need to get and need to obtain. So there are people working behind the scenes, and my new fire officers. Who do a lot more than putting water on a flame, as we like to see.
Yeah, you better step on your hot stuff.
Exactly. There's a lot more that goes into it than that. So it's really interesting to hear this different angle in terms of, because actually I know I can say that a lot of persons come and they ask for a report.
Correct.
Because that's, correct. As a matter of fact, that's probably the most common thing I've heard.
Exactly.
I come for a report.
Correct.
You know, so it is good that you've enlightened the public as
because at the end of the day, it would be pretty harsh of us as department to then look at someone who's just lost everything and turn and charge them for a report. Right. So it would be pretty harsh of us as department, you know, to look at someone who's just lost everything and say, okay, well, hey. Yes, I'm going to give you a report, but you have to know.
Yeah, correct.
Give me some money for this report so you can get it. So that's why we, you know, we always encourage people to get the letters. As I said, for the time you give us that information within a half hour, even less, we can have that information being sent to the different agencies on your behalf. Because look at it this way: if we had to be using the what we call snail mail process and that could be
a couple of weeks at least.
Exactly. Or even sometimes giving people the letters.
They might misplace them.
Exactly. And that has happened. And also when that person comes to our headquarters, and they have to give them, let's say, seven different letters for different agencies. And that person is, say, taking public transportation. They cannot possibly cover all of those places in one day. And the person may have to go back to work the next day.
Yeah.
Because you have to face the fact that, yes, that person may have lost their home, but they may still be expected to turn up to work the next day or the day after. Yes, you may have a manager who may say, okay, well, hey, I'm going to give you a few days off or whatever the case may be. But not everyone is not going to, you know, that you're going to see it. So some people have to actually get up and go to work the next day. Or some people maybe know trying to find somewhere to live. Okay, because, you know, right after you lose your home, your immediate thought
is where am I going to go
from here? So you know, all these things coming into play when we are dealing with fire victims, and that's why we really try to speed up the process as much as possible.
Yeah, it's really interesting to hear you say that, because, you know, all of those things combined that, you know, mentioned, you know, it really made me zone out and go into a totally different mindset, because you're dealing with a person who has just lost practically everything, basically starting from scratch. That in itself is very difficult. And then, you know, as you say, some persons come and they sit at the start of the thing.
Correct.
Because there's so much going on in that person's mind. They may still have to go back to work the next day. And then, you know, they've lost everything, documents, everything. So you now have to, and to come and not you know, not be clear on what they come for or how did they go about getting these letters.
Exactly.
It could be a bit frustrating for persons, you know. And we would know as business, doing business with companies that sometimes you go and they tell, oh, this in the place, you got to go this place. And, you know, you get there to realize, but you know, you got to bring a passport and you don't have it. So you're back and forth. And that can be very frustrating when you want that process to be, you know, a lot quicker than,
exactly,
than that.
Exactly.
So it is good to have that information out there so that the public understand if it ever happens, which we hope it never does. But, you know, things happen. And if something happens, we want to know that you know exactly what you have to do and get, basically hit the ground running so that you don't have that delay and over a period of time have to be inconvenienced, you understand?
And this is just another reminder. Sometimes we've had people come in who would have had house fires sometimes 10, 15, 20 years ago. And sometimes, you know, they may come in and need to travel urgently. No, not saying that we wouldn't be able to help you, but in terms of fires that happened, let's say 2000 and further, so we're talking 90s, 80s, correct, 70s, yes, we still do have those records available. All those records are stored actually at the archives.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But you would have to understand that those are in books. So if you had a fire in 1984,
you got to do some digging.
We have to physically go to the archives and search through those books until we find fire.
And that would take a while.
That is going to take a while.
I mean, when you look at it realistically, when you read the stats of the amount of fire you have in a particular year, or even sometimes on an entire year, but
correct,
for a particular time period, like say January, we're into the month of July. So you're saying from January this year, January 2022 to July 2022. And when you... alone, that period alone,
correct,
is
correct,
quite a bit. So can you imagine having to go back and search for a fire that took place in 1980, whatever the case may
be? Exactly. So that's going to take a little while. Obviously, we want to help you, as quickly as possible. But in those cases, yes, exactly. And suddenly some people just come and say, okay, it was in 1984 or 1985. So we have to look through from January to December.
Correct.
Okay, so because it's been so long ago that they may have, you know, forgotten
the date
or even the month. So, you know, that actually makes our search a bit harder. So we're encouraging you, yes, if you had a fire, come in as soon as possible so we can start to actually get that information for you and start that process of rebuilding for you.
Well, quite a bit, Mr. Taylor. Time has gone, basically.
Then we have to lobby for an hour.
Yeah, man, we've definitely covered quite a bit today, and I want to thank you for, you know, taking time as we always do every Sunday afternoon to try to bring some information to the public that could be helpful to them and to help update them as to goings on within the department, things in which we can help yourselves, and the way that we try to help you as well.
Correct.
In terms of what we do and the services that we offer to the public of Barbados. And a few little tips at the top in terms of what, you know, you need to have, and the things we look for. I always say to people when you hear about inspection, make sure to have your fire extinguisher and blazing smoke alarm. Those are the two main things you want to have initially. And, you know, we always can work with you and,
correct,
you know, tell you, well, if we come to do an inspection, and at least help. If you don't have anything, we have nothing to work with. If you have some smoke alarms in place, some fire extinguishers, we may be able to tell you, well, you know, place them here or there, give you some little pointers, but at least help us to help you, as we just said.
Correct.
If you've missed any of today's program, though, you can always catch the podcast www.vob929.com. Even on our Facebook page, I noticed, on their Facebook page, VOB's Facebook page, I noticed the videos are being posted once again. So VOB929 FM, if you've missed any of today's program. And we are about to wrap up because we are out of time. So from us to you, have a wonderful week. And as we always say at the end of every 311 radio show,
fire prevention
is our intention. Have a wonderful week, Barbados. Bye-bye.
depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.